Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's edition of Monday Night Raw, broadcast live on the USA Network from the Allstate Arena in Rosemount, Illinois. The show closed with The Rock sneak attacking Cody Rhodes backstage, slamming him into a bus, bloodying him, and smearing the blood on a weight belt labeled Mama Rhodes.
To all you Cody crybabies, to him, to Mama Rhodes, and to everybody, at the end of the day, it didn't have to be like this. But it is like this now, because of him, of Cody Rhodes. He stuck his nose in The Rock's business. Oh, and the prophecy has come true. Look at this. Look at you. Oh, look at you. Look at you.
The fight was a conclusion of a brawl that started with Rhodes and world champion Seth Rollins coming out to neutralize Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa, who were attempting to interfere in the main event, in which Jey Uso defeated Shinsuke Nakamura. During the brawl, Rollins was taken out by a DDT from Drew McIntyre. The Rock had also confronted Rhodes during the opening promo segment of the show, whispering something in Rhodes' ear that was not revealed. CM Punk was also on hand to address his hometown crowd in a later promo segment. Punk revealed that his triceps injury would prevent him from wrestling at WrestleMania 40, but that he would be doing commentary during Rollins' title defense against Drew McIntyre. Rollins and McIntyre also came out during Punk's promo with the three exchanging insults until Rollins laid out McIntyre with a curb stomp.
He's commentating, that's how it works.
I want to make one thing clear. The only thing Drew McIntyre's obsessed with is the title. You are obsessed with me. You think about me all day long. You watch me in social media. You watch me on TV because I am living your dream. You're my number one stan. Write me back just to chill. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Phil.
Oh! And Rollins with a blindside kick to McIntyre.
Medically cleared, stronger than ever.
Stop! And perhaps it is Drew McIntyre who is now taking his eye off the ball, not Seth Rollins. McIntyre has been so obsessed with CM Punk, who is even a factor at WrestleMania. And Pat, tonight that obsession cost McIntyre dearly.
Another brawl ensued when World Women's Champion Rhea Ripley confronted her WrestleMania challenger Becky Lynch, provoking her during another in-ring promo segment. In the opening match of the show, Ricochet scored a victory over J.D. McDonagh despite repeated outside interference from McDonagh's Judgment Day partner Dominic Mysterio. In other results, Bronson Reed pinned Sami Zayn thanks to a distraction from Gunther, Andrade beat Giovanni Vinci, Candice LeRae got a quick win over Ivy Nile, and DIY against The New Day ended in a no contest when both teams were attacked by the Judgment Day. In ratings news, SmackDown last Friday drew a total of 2.235 million viewers to Fox, according to WrestleNomics. That's down from the previous week's audience of 2.340 million. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.61, also down from the previous week's demo rating of 0.68. The episode was running against NCAA March Madness, which posted its highest first-round viewership ever. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.